Welcome to the Renewed Mind Prayer and Meditation Audio. I will read a scripture, pray the scripture, and then leave time for you to pray and meditate on the scripture. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word in Proverbs 4:23. Which says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. And Father, I ask you to teach me how to guard my heart and what it looks like for me to pay attention to the things that come inside my mind and feed my heart. And Lord, when I see that there are places that are not in agreement with what you say about me, or what you say about my relationship with you or with others, that you would help me, Lord, to be strong, to put away the things that do not feed life to me, but that steal the joy of life away from me. I commit, Lord, that I will keep my heart with all diligence. Father, I thank you for your scripture in Philippians 4:8, which says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Father, I thank you that you teach me to think about and meditate on the good. And when thoughts of darkness or evil or wickedness come to me, Lord, that I would be quick to stop those thoughts, Lord, and turn them to asking you, what is true in this situation, Lord? What is righteous and noble? Help me to have pure thoughts, Lord, and turn away from dark thoughts and evil thoughts. Help me to think about what's lovely and of the good in others, in myself, and in the situations I find myself. Help me, Lord, to meditate on the good and the praiseworthy. Father, your word says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, you tell me in 2 Corinthians 10:4 that the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in you. And Lord, there are all kinds of thoughts that roam through my mind that I know are not pleasing to you. So help me, Lord, to take hold of those thoughts that are my thoughts and bring them into obedience. And those thoughts where the enemy is trying to steal and kill and destroy my life, Lord, that I would bring those thoughts immediately to the foot of the cross, that I would rebuke the enemy for his lies, and that I would take hold of the truth. Help me, Lord, to not be passive about the thoughts that I think, but to actively resist the thoughts that will bring me death and destruction. Father, your word says in Romans 12:2, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Father, I do not want to be conformed to this world. I want to be transformed. I want to look more like Jesus every single day. And I know that I can't do that on my own. It has to be your word, your spirit, and your power in me. So, Lord, I thank you that you give me the will to trust you, to transform my mind, my thoughts, my heart, my life by your word. Father, I thank you for all that you're doing in me and that you will continue to do in me. In Jesus' name, amen.